In preparation of this message, the Lord exposed me to a little story, and He reminded me of something we want to be able to share with you this morning. There was a gentleman that came in from work one afternoon, and he was very tired, very weary. When he came in, his wife said, "Now we have this to do, and this to do, and that to do, and this to do, and this to do, and that to do. And remember now, tomorrow is your day off, and we got that to do, and this to do, and here to go, and here to make something happen, and here just to go here, there, and everywhere." The gentleman said, "I feel so bad. I'm just so weary. I'm just so tired." She said, "Well, you know we got a lot going on, but while we're out tomorrow, why don't you call your doctor? When you call your doctor while we're out doing the things that we need to do, you can swing by and see him, tell him what's going on, and then we'll be on our way." He said, "Well, I might just do that. I might just do that." So he called his doctor, and he told him that he felt kind of rough. And he said, "Well, just come on in tomorrow when you get a chance, and I'll work you in." So the man did that. After a morning of running, he went by there that afternoon, had still a few more things to do with his wife. They walked to the doctor's office. She sat in the lobby. They called his name. He went back. He told the doctor all that was going on with him. The doctor said, "You're stressed. You're stressed. You're going to have to get a handle on that." The doctor said, "Are you here alone?" He said, "No, my wife." He said, "Well, go get her. Bring her in here. And when you bring her in here, I want you to leave and you go out in the lobby and wait on her." He said, "I'll do that." So we went out in the lobby, and he said, "Honey," he said, "the doctor wants to see you." She went into the office and went into the consultation room. The doctor came in, and he said, "Your husband's stressed, very, very stressed. And if he don't get a handle on it, it's going to take him out of here." He said, "I have some suggestions. When you have an argument, let him win. You tell him that you love him multiple times a day. When he looks tired, you prop his feet up, put a pillow behind his back. You go out of your way to fix him his favorite supper, maybe give him breakfast in bed tomorrow. Because listen, if you don't, he might die." She said, "Doc, is that it?" He said, "Yeah, that's it." So she got up and she departed his consultation room, and she went into the lobby where her husband was, and her husband jumped up and he said, "Honey, what did he say? What did he say?" She said, "You're going to die." We're all subject to stress. All of us are subject to stress. Difficult times come to us all. Today is that when difficulties come in your life, that you handle it as did the Apostle Paul. We stated just a few moments ago our message that is entitled, "Hardships Come to All." We ask you to take your Bibles and turn with us, if you would, to 2 Corinthians. In chapter number 4, Lord willing, for just the next few moments, we're going to look at this passage of Scripture that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church there at Corinth. I believe that we all can relate to this passage. Some of us may be going through much in way of difficulty as we speak. And we pray today that the message today will not only bring to you a blessing, but it will give you hope in the midst of your difficulty. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4, verses 8 and verse number 9. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, He began to remind us on how that Paul was suffering in the very midst of ministry. And we see there, when you go to the letter to the Corinthian church, that Paul was not only suffering from physical needs, but his spiritual needs was much greater, because he was burdened greatly for the ministry. And he was burdened for those that he associated with and that he ministered to. And when I began to look very closely at this passage, the Holy Spirit began to have us to focus upon verses 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. For you see, friends, Paul said, we are troubled on every side. How many of us today have had different fronts of trouble? How many of us today have been subject to have things coming all around us in way of hardship? I believe we all can testify to that. But Paul knew that the adversary who walked about seeking him to devour was bringing about much hardship upon him and those around him. Many of you today may be suffering greatly with much in way of hardship. I want you to know something today. Take heart, because the Lord that loves us and cares for us, praise His glorious name, has a desire to see us through and to bless us each and every step of the way. Paul said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Oh, if you study this word distress, you will find there that Paul was talking about how that the things was coming around him, but they weren't cramping him in any way. They weren't closing in to the place that he didn't have liberty. For you see, dear friends, though the front and the sides and the back was laced with trouble and hardship, Paul had opportunity. He had places to pray. He had things that he could lift up to God. And despite all the woes and the trouble and hardship in his life, Paul prayed. He diligently prayed. And we ask you today, if you feel as though trouble is all around you, I tell you today, friends, you got opportunity to pray. It's not cramped you in such a way that you can't pray. God would have you to call out to Him with the heaviness of your heart, so that He, praise His name, can bless you. Paul found himself in the midst of much heartache, but he would also say, we are perplexed. Paul was saying, we have doubts, we have fears. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. God has gave me an opportunity to pray. God has blessed Lynn with an opportunity to pray. Praise His glorious name. The Lord has blessed you with an opportunity to pray. You don't have the hardships closing into you such that you don't have an opportunity to pray. And though the fears and the doubts may be great, put your trust and faith in God, and the Lord, praise His name, see you through. Paul knew. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but listen to this, not in despair. That little word despair has to do with great loss. Though it looked bleak, though it looked hard, though it seemed as though things was for
passing around him in a way that was unbearable. Paul knew he wasn't at a loss. He knew that through his faith and trust in his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he would gain. I tell you today, no matter what you may be going through, what you may be facing in this walk of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you and gave himself for you, will take you by the hand and lead you and guide you and direct you in the face of the hurlest problems you face. Oh God, he's faithful. Oh dear friends, he is so faithful. Paul said he was persecuted but not forsaken. The Judaizers, the legal people, the religious leaders was bringing persecution against the ministry of the Apostle Paul. All the hardships and the pitfalls that could befall a minister had come to his doorstep. But Paul knew, despite all that was going on around him, that the Lord that loved him was willing to bless him. I tell you today, friends, no matter what you may be going through, the Lord is willing to bless you and to help you. You say, why, Brother Lynn? It's because that he loves you. He loves you. He loves you, and he wants the very best for you. He don't want you to fall in the face of your trouble. He don't want you to crumble because of heartache and pain. He has a desire for you to look to him, trust in him, put your faith in him, and allow him, praise God, to see you through. Paul said, persecuted, but not forsaken. What was he saying? Despite all this hardship, despite all these problems, despite all these woes, despite all this pain, physically and spiritually in my life, the Lord has never left me, nor has he forsaken me. And I tell you today, dear friends, when you think as though the Lord is the farthest away, I tell you, on the authority of his word, that's when he's at his nearest. Because the Lord God, who loves you and cares about you, will never leave you, nor praise God, forsake you. Paul said, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. He knew that the adversary had an agenda. The adversary had a desire. Jesus spoke so keenly about that. Remember in John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep. What Paul was saying, my hope is in the good shepherd, in the midst, in the trial and tribulation that so beset me. Oh, I tell you today, dear friend, how many of us have thought as though everything in our lives is coming undone. I want you to know something, dear friends. The Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and cares for us, is willing to help us and to make us to be the person he would have us to be. You remember what Job said in Job chapter 14, in verse number 1. Job said, man is born of a woman, is of a few days, and full of trouble. What was Job saying? Is that it rains on the just and on the unjust. Oh, praise be to God. I know through my faith in Jesus Christ that we're all subject to difficulties. We're all subject to trial and temptations. We're all subject to hardships in this life. But praise be to God. For the Lord who will see us through. Oh, that was who was Paul was focusing on. Paul was focusing upon the one that would see him through. Paul had his trust in the one who blessed him and helped him. You say, Brother Lynn, I feel as though my life is falling apart and those around me have fallen by the wayside. Oh, take heart, dear friend. The Bible tells us there in Romans chapter number 8, verses 38 and 39, Paul said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, dear friends, the Lord loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Was Paul always lovable? No. Are you always lovable? No. But despite who we are, he loves us. What does Satan desire to do? Satan desires to ridicule. Satan desires to bring torment to your heart and life. But you know something? The writer of Hebrews knew what it meant to have trouble. He knew what it meant to face trial. He knew what it meant to face difficulty in his walk of life. And the writer of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, in verse number 23, says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful." That promise, when you feel as though everything has fallen apart and your world is crumbling around you. Oh, praise be to God for the promises of the Lord, that steadfast, which is unmovable, and it is applied to the heart of the believers. I've got his promises. You know something else? I've got his blessed assurance. I know, Bob. There's a lot of things I don't know, but that I do know. I have promises. And oh, I can tell you, when old Lynn had been subject to fall and he felt as though he was descending, oh, praise be to God for the hand of the Savior who catches us when we fall. Thank God. Thank God for him. You know something? Your worries and your woes and your stresses and your pitfalls of life can consume you and rob you of blessing. You say, "Well, Brother Lim, why did you bring your podium down here?" They always hit home, but sometimes they're just a little bit more personal than others. Yeah. I was in the midst of some people in a business in Knoxville. And I spoke to a gentleman. I said, "How are you?" He said, "Fine." Another gentleman looked at me, and he said, "Well, you going to ask?" I said, "Yeah, how are you doing, Blake?" He said, "I'm doing okay." He said, "How about you?" And I just winked at him and nodded my head. When I turned the corner, I heard one of the other gentlemen say, "Oh, Lynn's always doing good. He's a preacher." I heard that. "Oh, he's always doing good. He don't have no worry. He don't have no trouble. He don't have any of those things." Oh, I tell you, my Lord that loves me, who cradles me in his arms, he knows that I, like you, am subject to difficulties. But though I sometimes feel low, I know through the power of God, my Lord can lift me up. What does the Lord desire to do today? Lift you up. Lift you up. You have some personal Bible study time. You get in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You study those words in great detail: distressed, perplexed, despair.
You study them. You study them. You read them. Don't take them out of context. But you read them. You study them. The Lord will show you right where you are. Praise God, where you need to be. You say, where do you need to be, Lynn? Just as close to Him as you can possibly get. Just as close to Him as you can get. Because how many times have we said this, dear friends? It's not that the Lord needs Lynn. It's that Lynn needs the Lord. Praise be to God for a Jesus that loves me, cares for me, and is willing to bless me despite my failures and my shortcomings. Oh, dear friends, we say this to say this to you today. Know that Jesus loves you and cares for you. Because you know something, sometimes trials and tribulations and problems and worry and stress makes you feel like you're unloved and nobody cares. I've been there. I've done that. Old Elijah was in that cave, wasn't he? He said, Lord, Lord, I'm the only one. I'm it, Lord. God reminded him that there was thousands who had not bowed a knee to Baal. Oh, you ain't in this alone. You're in good keep company. You're in good hands today. You're in the presence of the Lord. And Paul's lowest. He was in the company of the Lord. You read chapter 3 and you will find there that old Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, he was at a low point, but there just the chapter before, he was at a high point. You know something? After every mountain, there's a valley. But after every valley, there's a mountain. Praise God. Praise God. You know what? I get thankful for those valleys. I do. I get thankful for those valleys. I've not arrived yet. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a work in progress, just like you. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the Lord has an inclined ear to old Lynn's cry. Not only is he willing, but praise God, he's able to help me. I sometimes think I pray so much and pray so hard and get so burdened. I sometimes think God ain't got time to listen to you because he's tied up with me. But listen, he's got time for you. He's always got time for you. I don't know what you may be going through today. I don't know what may be befalling you at this very moment in your life. But I do know that the Lord wants to hear from you. And the Lord wants to help you. And the Lord loves you. Don't ever forget that the Lord loves you. Friends, let's stand to our feet.